Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The following segment is from Monday Football Monday on the SB Nation NFL Show, where we're discussing your favorite team. Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL Show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
Okay, let's finish up here. These are, or rather were, not necessarily amazing games. The Las Vegas Raiders are 2-0 under Rich Bisaccia, 33-22 the final score against the Philadelphia Eagles. Raiders now 5-2 on the year. Eagles 2-5. Derek Carr had over 90% completion in this game, Pete. I mean, man alive, Eagles. And there was no Darren Waller. Like this, you know, talk about National Tight Ends Day. Like, what an absentee from the celebration.
I'm sure that he was so upset that he had to miss playing on National Tight Ends Day. I think the biggest thing right with the Raiders right now, you know, really quickly, is they're cooking without John Gruden. Derek Carr was having a nice year with Gruden, but he might even look more confident at this stage.
That never, I mean, again, we don't have to relitigate the John Gruden thing. We all agree that everything was deplorable and he rightfully had to go. But like that never to me seemed like a move that was going to sink them from a football standpoint. You know, like I never viewed him as somebody that like was significantly helping the football team. I mean, he was a character, you know, in the show, so to speak. And right. So like that's gone. But like the football team, I think is you could argue better off without him. I mean, and you know, there were two games in and two, you know, low quality opponents, the Broncos and the Eagles, but Raiders look good. The Raiders are going to the playoffs, right? Like we completely agree here.
It seems like it. The Raiders, since Bisaccia took over, have outscored Denver and Philadelphia 67-46 and outgained 869-779. A quick point in the Eagles. I just think they're kind of a mess right now. They had a third and goal, and there was a fumble off a snap in this game.
Yep.
Seems like the story of the game for Philadelphia fans was the organization finally committing to running the football with Miles Sanders, and then Miles Sanders leaves with an ankle injury. The Eagles did battle back from 30-7 to make it respectable, but you know, for the most part, Vegas controlled this football game, and it really was never much of a question.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL Show wherever you get your podcasts.